Lake Effect continues now on WUWM. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. It's an important week for the Wisconsin Historical Society. Since the beginning of the month, the Society has taken our state history on the road, taking up residence at the Milwaukee Central Library.
And this week, the Society hosts a full slate of special programs on a variety of Wisconsin history, everything from genealogy workshops to culinary presentations to lighthouse history. And all of the events are free to the public. Jim Drager is the Director of Outreach for the Wisconsin Historical Society, and he's with us in the studio now. Jim, nice to see you.
Great to be here. Love Milwaukee.
You love Milwaukee enough to send this great history tour over here. This is part of the Wisconsin Historical Society History on the Road Tour. And let's start at the beginning. What was the idea behind this, taking our history on the road?
I think our intent was to be able to take the riches of our collections and the expertise that we have and bring it out to communities outside of Madison. You know, we're well known in the state, but not everybody knows much about us. So we wanted to allow people to learn more about the Wisconsin Historical Society and allow us to get out in the communities and meet more people.
What are some of the things that you hear from people when you do these sorts of things that surprise you that they don't know about the Wisconsin Historical Society?
It's usually, oh, my God, I can't believe you have that. You do that. I had no idea. We're a very, very diverse organization for a state historical society. We do many more things than your average state historical society. And people may be very well aware of one program of ours, like, say, underwater archaeology or genealogy, or they may know we have a museum in Madison, but they don't necessarily know a great deal about us.
The other thing, too, that you do is you're a publishing house, too.
Sure.
There are a number of amazing books that come out about various facets of Wisconsin history.
Sure. We're the oldest publishing press in the state of Wisconsin. We've been publishing books for over 160 years now.
So with On the Road, what kinds of things are you taking on the road? What kinds of things do you think best represent you to your constituents?
We're bringing an exhibit on the road with us that says a lot about who the society is and the kinds of things that we do. Everything from our historic photo collections to the kind of artifacts that we collect. We have an enormous collection of Civil War materials. So we brought facsimiles of some of that along with us. We have historic sites dotted all around the state of Wisconsin. We have 12 sites and museums. So we tell a little bit about the story of each one of those and how they came to be and what they are. And some fun interactive displays that are touchscreen based, that where you can take quizzes on Wisconsin history and find out how much you really know or don't know about it.
How much you remember from high school history.
How much you remember from high school, right. Right.
In terms of the types of artifacts that people might be surprised that you have, what might some of those be?
Well, I think people would be really surprised to know that we have the Universal Film Studios film collection. We have the only journal that was written of the Lewis and Clark expedition. We have Daniel Boone's papers. We have one of the best collections of civil rights material in the United States. We sent people down to the Deep South during Freedom Summer to gather materials that documented the voter registration efforts down there. We have great collections about labor history, social history. We have the world's largest Bowie knife.
The largest knife itself?
Knife itself. It's
wow.
About 6 feet tall.
One of the things that I'm hearing as you're talking about this is that this is a sense of history as ongoing as opposed to always just looking at the past. It's sort of looking at things like this is going to be something we're going to want to remember in the future.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That has been a thread in the history of our organization since the very beginning. It's something that's made us very different. For example, during the Civil War, the director of the Historical Society wrote to the soldiers fighting in the war and asked them if they would keep a diary. He said, "This is a momentous event in the history of the nation. Please keep a personal diary, and when the war's over, send it to us." So we have well over 1,000 of the Civil War diaries. We also have letters. And those wouldn't have existed except that he had the foresight to ask people to do that for us. We collect things today. When the protests were happening in Madison for Act 10, we had people up there every day photographing it and collecting materials on both sides of the debate. So the best time to gather history is when it's happening, because after it happens, people throw it away.
Or they forget.
Or they forget as well. But the richest time to collect the materials is when history is happening itself, and that's something that we have always done, and that's really why we have world-class collections in a lot of different topics.
What are some of the ones that you're bringing to Milwaukee?
Oh, let's see. The history of Horlick's malted milk. Malted milk was invented in Racine by the Horlick family, who were also great funders of adventure as well. And they funded Byrd's expedition to the pole. We have some great photos of his sled dog sledges piled up with Horlick's malted milk. We're bringing a collection from a photographer named Van Schaik, who was from Black River Falls. He was a studio photographer at the turn of the 20th century who did portraits on glass plate negative. And because Black River Falls was an area that had a lot of Ho-Chunk near it, he photographed many of the Ho-Chunk people. And we have these wonderful, very high-resolution images of Ho-Chunk people in their traditional vestments. We also wrote a book called The People of the Big Voice that is the story of those people. The authors of the book found the families that these people were ancestors of and got the family histories from them and incorporated them into this book with the photographs. So we have both the book and the photographs there. We also offer a week of programming, and on one of those days we specialize in genealogy. So you could come to some workshops and learn how to find out the history of your family.
And so those are open to anyone?
Those are open to anyone. They're all free.
And I know you're also collaborating with one of our favorite history people here, John Goerda.
Sure.
And he'll be talking about specific Milwaukee history.
Yeah, he's the rock star of Milwaukee history.
He sure is. Well, I'm just so glad that we had a chance to get you on the air to talk about this. This runs all this week, right?
Well, the exhibit will be up for the entire month. But we will have a week of programming, and we'll be bringing in speakers, doing workshops. We'll have a few really fun events. We're going to do a history happy hour at the Blue Ribbon Hall at Best Place one evening, where you can dress in your flapper dress and or your flamboyant tie and coat and come and experience a little of the world of Prohibition.
And anything else that you'd highly recommend that folks check out?
Well, a couple of the real highlights for me is Patty Lowe is going to come and talk about Native American history in Wisconsin. We have a presentation on Wisconsin lighthouses. Our underwater archaeologist, Tamara Thompson, is going to talk about the Milwaukee Car Ferry and other Lake Michigan shipwrecks. We'll be talking about the State Fair murals and how we rescued them and restored them.
A little something for everyone.
A little something for everyone.
Well, terrific. Jim Draeger, it has been a pleasure having you on the show. Thank you so much for stopping by.
It's been wonderful.
Jim Draeger is the Director of Outreach for the Wisconsin Historical Society. The Wisconsin History Tour is in place at the Milwaukee Central Library through the end of the month.
There's a link to the list of a week's worth of special programs that begins tomorrow from WUWM.com. The tour will go to other parts of the state throughout the year.
We'll take another break now, and then the distinctive style of New York chef Gabrielle Hamilton. It shows through in her recent cookbook based on her restaurant. You are listening to Lake Effect from WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio.